Makas, Perk Aleph Mishnah Hey, Bo Acherim V'Hizimum, Bo Acher V'Hizimum. If other witnesses come, and then the same two witnesses that are the supposed heroes that are turning the first witnesses into Edom Zayman. So let's say the first set is Reuven and Shimon. They become Edom Zayman. Yosef and Binyamin come along and say that Reuven and Shimon are Edom Zayman. Now other witnesses come, besides Reuven and Shimon, and they also say that a person is, let's say, Chayv Misa. And then again, Yosef and Binyamin continue and say, those guys are also with us that day. And then another set and another set. Afilu Meya, even 100 people are trying to kill this guy. There's 100 people that are trying to kill somebody through their Edus, and yet nevertheless, Yosef and Binyamin keep turning them into Edom Zayman. They turned 100 people into Edom Zayman. Kulam Yeharegu. All of these people are killed through Yosef and Binyamin. As long as Yosef and Binyamin would be mazim them, like we said, that they were with us that day, they all get killed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Istasis Hizu. Rabbi Yehuda says, Istasi sounds like it's a colored, there's an agenda going on here. Like a pot that colors things. A certain dye. This is a type of dye that colors anything that touches it. These Edom, he's referring to Yosef and Binyamin. There's obviously something going on here that anybody that comes up and gives Edus, they're always turning them into Edom Zayman. You obviously only kill the first set of witnesses. And the truth is, the Rav says that there's another reason that Rabbi Yehuda is going off of here. The reason you only kill the first set of witnesses, only Reuven and Shimon, the first set of liars, is because those were the ones, there's a Gemar Din from Reuven and Shimon that Levi, let's say the guy, the litigant here is Levi, they're saying that Levi's Chayv Misa. And through Reuven and Shimon's Gemar Din of Levi Chayv Misa, you didn't need all those other witnesses that came afterwards that Yosef and Binyamin passled and said that they're Edom Zayman. Their witnesses is not Vasisim Loi Kasha Zomim Lasus La Achiv, because that Achiv, poor Levi, was already a walking dead man through the Edus of Reuven and Shimon. So since they weren't Vasisim Loi, because you weren't going to kill through them, you were going to kill through the first set, they're just adding and making it look better, we don't kill all those other witnesses. And Taisentiv says that this is the real Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the what it says in the Mishnah, Istasisizu, that's far of, there's obviously something going on with Yosef and Binyamin, they're just trying to apostle everybody else. That was just Rabbi Yehuda saying, according to you, the Chachamim, you have to at least agree, even if you don't agree with me, with my own Shita that we just said, at least agree that it can't logically be that all these 100 people get killed. There obviously is something going on here. Even according to you, you should only kill the first set of Edom Zayman. But the Rav says here, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's like the Tanakama, that all of them would get killed.